The kids are getting twitchy. The parents are getting twitchier. The school break is almost upon us. What to do? Especially in tough times. A beach would be so lovely. So would a ski hill. But hideously expensive, too. There is always the staycation. Over the years, that's an option that Kyla Hannington has had to consider often. And she's developed her own special way to make it happen. Here's her essay, Hotel at Home.
When I lived in Denmark, I knew a woman who made her living as a painter, and as such, her income was uncertain. When she was particularly stressed about money, when life just seemed overwhelming to her, she would take her son and go to the south of Spain for a week to leave her worries behind. Even then, taking a week's vacation to Spain because you were worried about money didn't compute for me. But I envied her, this woman who could jet off to Spain to leave her financial or romantic worries behind. What must that be like? I wondered then. I wonder now. At the time, my worries mainly consisted of whether or not I would learn Danish and figuring out if 180 krona was or was not a good price for a bottle of red wine. It was not. Now I have the worries of a woman raising two children on my own. Can I give them what they need? Wisdom, good humor, a home, stability, palatable cauliflower. I worry about money, and I wonder if love is enough. Then I worry that the love I have to give is insufficient, too clouded by stress and self-absorption. There are moments, many of them, when the simple day-to-day overwhelms me. You know, the pile up of dishes beside the sink, the cat hair pooling in the corners of the living room, the arguing in the back seat as we drive to and fro, all encased in a layer of financial stress that seems too big to bear. Then I get Spain. Then I, too, want to drop everything and leave. Want the three of us to go away for a week or even overnight to a place where we can close the door on our worries for just a little while. So we do. We go to Hotel Hannington, a short trip away at the top of the stairs, in our house. I say, should we go to Hotel Hannington today? And the girls scream, yes! And they run to their rooms and pack backpacks with their pajamas and favorite stuffed animals, a book or two. Then they meet me at the top of the stairs, right outside the closed door of my room. I hand them invisible, imaginary key cards, which they tuck into their pockets after using them to open my bedroom door. We run in and jump on my bed, and this is it. This is our hotel room. This is the place we go to escape, to take a vacation. It's the one spot we can afford. Hotel Hannington is much like other hotel rooms. It has a door to the hallway outside. It has a bed and a TV, and while it has no cable, it does have a DVD player and an assortment of children's movies to choose from. We put on a movie and read books and relax, on vacation for the evening. It is not the south of Spain. It has no sunshine, no fancy drinks, and when we call down for room service, which we do, using thumbs and forefingers to make the telephone, one of us has to go get whatever we order. But after we eat our room service order of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and drink our cranberry juice, we put our dishes outside the door for the attendant to remove. We don't answer the phone. We don't worry about the computer or the laundry that should be folded. We are on vacation. We are away from it all. And we are together, which is how all of our best vacations have ever been. If ever we feel the need for something a little longer on ambiance than my purple quilt, we can hang up bullfighting posters or tape a series of palm tree postcards to the inside of my door. We could speak to each other in nothing but French, although that would reduce us to repeatedly asking each other, où est la toilette? One day, I would like to take my children to the south of Spain. I'd like to take them there because the world is small, and it's important that they see and appreciate it, that they experience more than just Vancouver Island and more than just North America at that. But for getting away from it all, for leaving worries behind and decompressing at someplace other, we've got that covered. We can and do go on vacations whenever we like. And we wake in the morning grinning and refreshed, ready to start again the day-to-day of dishes and sweeping and arguing. The myriad of activities that make up what is both stressful and beautiful. The activities that make up our lives. If I ever go back to Denmark, this is what I would like to say to my old friend. There is nothing wrong with the south of Spain or Mexico, Thailand, Paris, or the Florida Keys. I'd love to go to all of them. But you might have almost everything that you need right in front of you. The people you love, a good book, a closed door, a silenced phone. With all of that and an imaginary key card, you can be free. For the Sunday edition, this is Kyla Hannington in Nanaimo.